Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Pint of Cthulhu, Blister Critters. Last episode, the gang fought a rabid hamster in a metal bowl. Bashed us around a bit, we experienced the stun effect for the first time, but in the end of the day, we won. We now have to get Queen Bee returned to her hive and hopefully finally bust through that dam.
You also forgot to mention the fact that we saw a more macabre version of Jacob and Toucan as they interrogated the remaining corpse, or the headless corpse, of a dead hamster.
I don't know if trying to stuff it up the postman's ass counts as interrogating, but I'll let you decide that.
And don't forget, as Jacob and Toucan were having the macabre scene, Gertrude just walked by with the queen bee above her head.
Oh, what's that, Carmen? Don't forget about what I did.
Yeah,
nobody's talking about me.
What about me? You be about me. All I was know about me.
Yes, we didn't get any information from the hamster corpse.
I'm over here kicking the can because everyone forgets about the toucan.
You were mentioned.
Not the only one.
Oh, God damn it, we did forget Manny.
Wait, there's a skunk somewhere?
Everyone does. It's fine.
Well, Manny fought bravely as well.
Before we get to the fact of returning the queen to the hive, Toucan, you have an incredibly large bottle of whiskey and no way of carrying it. Are you going to A, leave it behind, never to be seen again, potentially, or find a way of dumping out your entire inventory and adding a backpack of some sorts to assist in carrying it?
Shots.
Option C. I down the little sliver of scotch and I chunk it, or, you know, whatever. I can't lift it, so I just kind of like pretend like I'm going to throw it. But, yeah, no, I just drink it right then and there.
So you just want the 6 health?
I'm not really doing it for the health. It's more like, party!
The lols.
Well, get the throw. Does anyone want to break this to add, like, shards of glass to their weapon?
I mean, I would say, at the moment, it's a bonk of a d10. Right, so Token, you take a -4 grit, and you've had plus... Well, I've given you 6 health straight up, so don't worry about the d4 or d6 on that one. If you want to break this thing, it will lower the SP, it will lower the bonk, but it will add bleed.
Does someone want a bleed weapon, Gertrude?
No, I've already got the shaving razor, which is a d8.
Oh yeah, I forgot you already have that.
I mean, what I'm really looking for is a battery. I want an electric shaving razor.
Manny, do you want an upgraded weapon? Because Lord knows Jacob does not need one.
Well, we took him be able to carry a broken bowl instead of just a like full bowl.
Well, here's the thing. If you break it, I will say it goes down to a SP of 4. And I will say roll me the d10 and see what you get from that to have its bonk.
I got what I wanted from it. You guys do whatever you want with it.
Let's smash and just see what we get for bonk.
Put the smashed glass in the metal
smash
bar.
Smash and grab.
Yeah.
Well, someone Clarice smash it is going and to roll me grab the d10.
Clarice will grab the neck of the bottle and start swinging around like a shot put before something comes out of the wall. You're saying a d10 to decide it's bonk, yeah. 2.
Oh,
that was a bad smash.
Jacob is currently gassing up the queen, trying to distract her from this just degeneracy. They're just swinging around bottles and smashing them, and I'm going, your hive is magnificent.
Please ignore this adult behavior.
Someone's added tears to Manny's face.
I will let you use your catchphrase if you want to try and raise that bonk.
He's going to look over to the queen and break her. Critter's coming. You should probably go.
There we go. Roll with your D10 again and see if you can get it any better.
9.
That's okay. Actually pretty good. So it's a D9 and it has bleed and an SP of 4.
It's D9 and bleed.
Yeah, bleed is one of those funny ones.
Yeah.
Because you still need to spend grit on it.
Do you? Because my shaving razor does do bleed damage. There's nothing about grit on it.
It says here, when a weapon slash power with bleed X hits, it causes X additional damage when it hits, and X additional damage in subsequent rounds until the bleeding is basically stopped. X stands for grit in this, I believe. So, yeah.
So you actually got to spend the grit to get the X's.
Yeah, you have to spend the grit to get the bleed effect up. So you can spend... Huh?
Read that again for me, Matt, please.
I've just put it down. When a weapon or power with bleed X hits, it causes X additional... So basically spend X to get X amount of damage per... You know, until it stops.
I don't think the X stands for grit there. I think it stands for how much bleed is plonked on the weapon. That doesn't sound like it's standing for grit.
Well, no, because everything in here is X...
With
conditions.
X bleed, how, grit bleed? The amount of bleed is determined by the grit?
Because it's the grit system, isn't it? So everything uses grit.
Yeah, but I think it's just... I think the X there is... When it hits with X amount of bleed... When a weapon with X amount of bleed hits, it does X amount of additional damage. X amount of bleed is how much bleed it has, right?
Actually, I think you're right there, because it says on my shaving...
That doesn't sound
there.
Like it's grit.
Well, because if you beat the hamster one, it's 3x grit, so 3 times grit to
yeah,
build
but it says
X
grit
speed.
Because it's... Yeah. Yeah, but if it's...
But they're all grit.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like that one's grit.
So, what I will say maybe to help you out here, Matt...
With the hamster,
on my shaving
it's
razor,
3x grit to decide... Because the grit is being used to deal the damage, but that sounds like it's... The X is the amount of bleed on the weapon.
No, I remember. I believe I've
right
had a.
There.
Hang on. I will message.
Okay.
The creator of this damn game, and I will find out for you.
Okay.
Yeah, because... ask him if you need to spend if you need to spend grit to cause bleed damage.
So what I will say is, on my shaving razor, it says different. It says adds bleed 1 to each successful attack. That's how.
Yeah,
my
it sounds
bleed
like the
done.
X would just be the amount of bleed on the weapon.
Yeah, that so X maybe you're one. Just supposed to replace that X with a number.
Yeah. It's just the way it's worded is different from the hamster one.
I'll see if I get a reply back tonight. He might be busy.
It's all good. So, Cartman, is this actually better than your razor?
It is by 1. And it's 1 heavier as well. I can't actually carry it. I'm actually maxed out.
Fair enough. I have something that is better because I get DR off of my bone.
Yeah, I mean...
Giggity.
But it's so big it acts as self-defense. Anyone else wants this, they're free to have it. I'm just having a little bit of bottle smashing fun.
What I'm looking for is something that I can modify my shaving razor with.
Well, let's see what you can get as and when... You end up discussing things with, and he's gone.
Oh, we lost the bird, man.
Huh?
Have we lost?
No, we haven't lost anyone. No, I'm talking about the creator, the game creator. Yeah.
Anyway,
this is one of the benefits of knowing the people that, well, not knowing them personally, but knowing them, people who made the game. Yeah, professionally. Well, at least I'm professionally.
Okay. So, meanwhile, are we taking this bee to the to B-land?
Yeah, so who ended up taking the ball?
I think we're leaving it. Nobody wants it.
Yeah. No.
After all that, you're leaving the fucking bottle behind.
Yep.
Once we found out the bonk and the SP.
And I already chugged the whiskey.
Okay. Well, that can be used later on potentially by someone else.
How are we moving the ball? It's in 2 pieces.
We'll leave
it
come
for
back
now.
To that.
Let's just get the honey trip done and then get the bear. He can move it for us if we need him to.
Ah, this way, Your Majesty.
Right. Let's catch up with our bunny. He's been going ahead for quite about 10-20 minutes now.
Yes, the hive is strong, disciplined, and clearly thriving under your leadership.
He's going to start snogging the bee.
Don't start kissing the bee.
Very beautiful queen as well.
Right. Well,
that bee is a drag queen. Wait, Jacob, no.
That'll be a turn of events for sure.
I'm not trying to romance her. I'm just gassing her up.
Would you guys be quiet?
Guess you say.
Well, no, go on then, Cap. Roll me a vibe check to see how well you romance this bee.
She just sounds like a
horrific because I'm
smoker.
Not romancing her.
Hey, big bunny. What's going on? How you doing? You know what? You want some of this? It just moves her intent all our body. You sure you don't want some?
You want some of this, honey?
Back in my day, they were all pawning for this.
How about you suck on my stinger?
Many pricks she's seen.
And we're done. That's a wrap, folks. Go ahead and call it an episode and get on out of here. That's good.
Yeah, so we're making our way back to the hive.
It's an uneventful walk. You managed to get back to the hive without any kind of issues. I will say, as you get back to the hive, you do hear the same old alarm go off as you heard before for the water call.
No,
it's been long enough now that they've done that.
Gertrude's sad by this. Gertrude is still thirsty.
Gertrude is always thirsty.
Yeah, there's two of them today. You know, it's starting to get to the late afternoon, and they do another kind of klaxon in the distance.
Those fucking beavers.
Well, you can see a couple of the critters running back towards it, trying to gain as much water as they can and try not to die. So, you bring the queen back to the hive. What do you say?
I'm just gonna place the cage down in front of the bee and let the rabbit do the talking. Rabbit, take it away.
Yes, welcome home, Your Majesty.
By the way, the queen bee is still in the cage. You haven't let her out yet.
Yes.
One is still confined.
Ah, of course, yes. I will.
I apologize. We have not talked to you of this. We were promised a reward for your safe return.
We're getting to it. Hold on. There's a way to do these things.
I'm just suggesting before we let the cage door open,
we're not going to hold her to ransom for it. We've already made a deal with the checkout boy.
The only way that this could go wrong is if you roll a nat one.
Okay, so what am I doing?
I mean, well, everyone seems to be saying you should roll a vibe check, so yeah, roll me a vibe check.
Why would I need to roll a vibe check?
Everyone, are there voices in your head?
What?
Who said that?
Yeah, you say to speak to the queen and whatnot, and keep on about this deal and like this conflict.
Well, yeah, got to the beehive, and where the checkout guy. I put the cage in front of the checkout guy. I was thinking Jacob was going to talk to the checkout guy, the guy we made the deal with, and get our deal before we open the cage.
No, Jacob just opens the cage.
There we go.
Okay. He doesn't.
Well,
young people, never suspicious enough of a good deal.
You got the key for it?
Please, this way, Your Majesty. And he gestures out of the cage and back to the hive.
Yeah, well, the Queen will snootily pick herself up and walk back into the hive. You hear a lot of buzzing. A lot of buzzing. A couple of lights start going off inside. You know, there's a bit of a party going on. And,
It's an RG.
I'm familiar. Attended some of my younger, wilder days. Bee raves, nothing quite like them.
From the side, you'll see one of the bees poke his head out and goes,
Got a container?
Is there a jar anywhere near us? A bottle of anything?
We did have a bottle.
Honey doesn't come naturally in those ceramic pots that are held by, you know, t-shirt wearing bears.
I swear to God.
I did happen to assume it was honeycomb.
If our freaking producer didn't mention we needed a container when we left the goddamn whiskey bottle back in there, are you serious right now?
Could've got the lid.
Yeah, didn't let me fucking finish yet, so how do you know?
Yeah.
We don't currently have a container.
Wait a minute. But I got the... It came in honey. Sorry, you haven't changed the picture back. I'm pretty sure there's something in that picture that we can use.
Oh, have I not? Oh, I have not. Oops. There you go.
Oh, it's buckets.
Yeah, there are plenty of containers hanging around this.
There's
track.
A jar right
yeah.
there.
That's the bucket. That's who can kick
you. You didn't
before.
Even let me fucking finish.
You asked us a question, we answered you.
You just straight up starting having a go. So yeah, it will ask you, have you got a container? If you say no, it will point to one on the floor.
Ah, but here's the question. If we have two containers, will we get more honey?
I feel like we maybe just assumed the worst of Matt there.
I think we would have been
correct. Have we really incorrectly assumed the worst?
Fucking picture.
Do we have reason not to?
He does.
I was legit saying.
He sounds very sad. Let's not be off on him too much.
You know, you say that, Cap, but we're mad because that is legit something Matt would fucking do to us.
Yes.
We're not incorrectly assuming the worst. We're assuming the Matt.
We're assuming the Matt.
Yeah.
We're assuming the Matt here, all right?
Wow.
Dead on.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. And Jacob is going to just jump down to the bottom of the shack and pick up the jar that the bee is pointing to.
As you go behind the back of the counter, you'll also notice there are a bunch of extra empty sun cream jars that you could have potentially used as well. Hell, you even have a pat doll that if you turn upside down, I'm pretty sure you can find a hole to fill up with honey.
He's not still with us, is he? No, he ain't. Oh, he's gone. There's two of them now. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I
zoomed out and I found the pat
dolls. We've also got a skunk with a hole for honey.
Whee! We're not living my ass off. It's already plugged.
Y'all ever butt-chugged honey before?
Oh, no.
It matters your pet.
Does the honey take effect quicker?
Buster B does not have a facial expression. You get the understanding that this one's genuinely horrified to hear you suggesting to butt chug the honey, considering it's them that's bringing it out and stuffing it in the jar.
They make it out of their asses.
Honey Nima.
Can I suggest to the team that now that we have the honey, we regroup in the juice shop?
I mean, if you wanted a second jar, you could potentially have a second jar.
Does anybody want a jar of honey?
What's the
health be done with this, actually?
Well, honey is naturally an antiseptic, so I'd also say it's a poison cure.
This is poison.
Oh god, if we get poisoned, is it a permanent status effect?
That's a good question.
It does say until healed.
I'm not
sure. Oh, that would be food as well.
Well,
that heals you.
When a poison hits, causes additional damage per round.
This is some Pokemon. Oh, goddamn.
Poison works like bleed, but where bleed can be stopped with a bandage or a friend's spit.
Ew.
Poison flows through the body until it's run its course or uses specific piece of stuff.
Okay, so
if we get poisoned, we are screwed.
Well, it only lasts for a certain amount of rounds, but
yeah.
It depends on how long those rounds are.
What's the SP for a jar of honey, then?
SP4? It's a small one.
We can't carry that.
Nobody has that kind of SP. I only have 6 SP total.
I mean, I'm saying like this. My toucan decoy is 4 SP.
Oh, drop the fucking decoy.
No.
Could I look at that decoy?
This decoy is going to save us at a moment you don't expect it.
It probably will, to be honest.
It would be a D10 health and a D10 grit.
Pretty good.
Oh, that is incredibly good.
Is that sort of...
Because honey is naturally good for you.
Can we decant it into smaller little bottles? So say for maybe 1 SP, we could get like 3 of each, rather than the 10 of each.
Roll me a...
You said there was like little sun cream pots and stuff. That
yeah, so smaller sun cream pots.
Well, at the moment, you can only see the larger ones. If you want to roll for something smaller, I'd say
You said as Jacob jumped behind the counter, he didn't see that.
Yeah, they're all the same size.
Okay.
You're getting the one for the bear for free. But that goes to the bear.
Okay, yeah, that's a, a quest item, so it doesn't actually take any SP.
Yeah. Unofficially, yes.
Yeah. Let's just leave it then.
You want to leave a D10?
We don't have the space.
How much SP is it?
I was going to say,
I'm looking for something smaller to decant it into.
Yeah. Roll me a smaller. Roll me a check to find a smaller jar.
Even then, I was going to say, I would eat that straight away.
I would want a 5.
Would it fit in my hat?
Okay, I rolled a 1, so I'm not seeing anything here.
Okay, well, in that case, since you're holding this extra jar, because you were given an extra jar, you drop it.
I would like to roll. I am good at dogging. I get
it. It's a nat 1. Nat 1s are critical fails.
Can I look, though? Because he got a nat 1, I can't look?
The dropped honey?
I would say if you want to look, you will get 1. But that's all. But the second one would have spilt on the floor. So if you roll it, I want a 5. And you'll get 1 of those. Oh, there you go.
And I get a plus 1, so it's technically a 6.
Oh, there you go then. If you want to
get 6 jobs.
SP 2. No. SP2 is a D5 grit and a D5 health.
Can I trade this eagle? I have a claw of an eagle for another jar for my fellow over here that just lost his.
What would the bees want with an eagle claw?
I don't know. Tie it to the stinger.
So that's what he's asking if the bees if they want an eagle claw.
Yeah.
Well, if you roll me a vibe check again, I'd want a 5.
Oh. Well, I got a D6.
And that's not
even come on.
Catchphrase.
Well, they kind of just now close the door. Well, yeah, do you want a catchphrase?
You gotta be beak me. Beak me. Beak me. All right, here we go. Aha!
Hey!
Okay, you can have a second jar.
Here you go, Mr. Jacob.
They will begrudgingly give you a second amount of honey for the jar.
Technically 3. Technically giving out 3 jars of honey.
2.5, technically.
I have a buttload of
them. Yeah. Last thing is Jacob dropped his. It shattered.
Yeah. Well, what you're getting is you're getting half of that. Well, it didn't shatter, it spilled. You managed to save half of it.
Oh no, Marco.
And they're giving you an extra half to fill up another little bowl.
Well, there you go, Mr. Jacob.
But then they very firmly shut the door, and that's it.
Excellent.
There's a sign on it saying "Piss off."
Buzz away.
Yeah, buzz off.
Excellent. We have communed with the bees. Let's get back to the juice shop and regroup.
Right, to the juice shop.
Go on, Matt. Give us your best bear voice.
As you get into the juice shop, I need to add Tukan's token to this because it's not there from the last time. You enter the door, you're back in the juice shop. There's a similar scene that's going on last time. You got the bear and the weird sugar glider creature. A little tinkle goes off as you open the door. And you hear a, hello there. Did you get the honey?
Jacob leaps up onto the stools and proudly presents his quest item jar of honey.
Ah, you got it. Nice. What did you want me to do again?
We did so, big chap. All we need is your help and a little bit of furniture removal.
You mean you're going to blow it down?
It's blowing up the dam, that seemed a bit aggressive.
Nah, all we need you to do is just move a bit of furniture to in front of the dam, where we will use it however we please.
Oh, you're not about to go in and act violence, are you?
It's not the first. It's not our first idea, no.
Okay, then.
Damn it,
Where's this here?
Sorry, damn it, Gertrude. Quiet.
I mean, I did do that on semi-purpose.
Well, this bear will lumber on and lead the way. And as you show this bear where the cannon is, take one look at it, and it won't necessarily take it off the fence, as it will just rip the fence into pieces, and the cannon is coming with it with a chunk of wood.
Excellent. That bit of fence will keep it solid. We'll take the fence as well.
Yeah, it's happy like a base for it.
And yeah, I'm just going to be sort of riding the bear at this point and pointing the direction we want it, at a respectable distance from the front of the dam.
Oh, I don't know what you want an old cannon for. There's no water anymore.
That's no problem, sir. We've got some ideas about how to commune with the beavers of the dam using this cannon. They are quite difficult to get conversation out of, and we think this will help.
Oh, they're not so bad.
They are so bad.
Don't know about that. They gave me these drugs.
And at that point, we all look at one another like, aha, that explains a lot.
Found a supplier, I see.
Can I turn to Manny Manure and say, hey, could you help me go get that old hamster ball? We could maybe use it in this situation.
Yes, we need to put it back together as well.
Yes, and we shall do that.
Yes.
So can we split up and the two of us go get this hamster ball and the other three can do some other stuff?
I mean, well, I'd say if you want, whilst the three of them are going to get the cannon, you can go and get the remains of the ball. It is broken in two, though.
Yeah, but this is more the case of we want to grab the parts, bring it to the bear. We can fix it around us while we're doing this, yeah, sort of thing. We'll do a
got two jars of honey.
Talk me through your logic of how you will repair the ball, then.
Ah, well, you see, Manny Manure just used his magical brain powers and told me that we got some honey. So I think we're going to use one of the spare honey, if someone would kindly donate it, to glue the cannonball or metal ball back together.
Is someone willing to give them the honey?
Well, is it? Do I have the smaller honey?
Well, there are two smaller honeys. Both you and two can have one, I believe. However, don't forget there was also the gumball machines from before.
Yeah, because I was going to suggest we do still have that full shop that we were in previously that we can probably find some more stuff in.
That's a very good idea, Rabbit. So we leave the cannonball here with you and the bear.
So that's the plan. I'm going to set up the cannon with the bear. What we need is we need a team to get the cannonball together. So we need an adhesive and the cannonball pieces, and we also need an explosive to launch the cannonball. So, who wants to go get the adhesive? Who wants to go get the bits of the ball?
I think the bottle's quite heavy, so perhaps Gertrude and I. As far as an adhesive goes, those gumballs seem like they might work.
Just need mushing up and chewed.
All right, Tooken, you're the smart chap. You'll be able to find an adhesive in a candy shop.
Absolutely. Consider
all right,
me
you're,
on the...
You're on team adhesive.
Might need some muscle, Manny. You have enough to go with him?
Oh, yes. I'm in it.
Yeah, so Gertrude and Manny on the cannibal.
Gertrude
and
Polaris.
With that, you're going to find... Manny Manure, as you're looking around for whatever you're looking for, the person will pop up and go, oh, I think it's time for your meal. Give me an ad read.
Okay,
so threatening.
Do it now.
Aunt Fanny's Flame Flower. Have you got an unsightly wart, pimples, or another growth? Then Aunt Fanny's Flame Flower is for you. Just point and fire. No need to aim for this beauty regime. Aunt Fanny's got your back. That name again, Aunt Fanny's Flame Flower.
Is that flame or fame?
Flame.
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying fame flower.
Flame flower.
Okay. Flame flower?
Yes. Basically, a flame flower. But
He's like trying to like summon up his dream weapon into the game just by having it as an ad read.
Yeah, that's
is it allowed?
A straight up like flamethrower.
Yeah,
no, it's basically a lighter. But you like you get my little torches here.
I was thinking like a blowtorch. What about a blowtorch?
Yeah.
You could have found a better way of advertising something that has fire in it, except from something that goes, here, burn off your own skin.
I believe that is a beauty.
It's not a good idea, is it?
Enough of them give you chemical burns.
Question. Why would you find a flamethrower in a children's water park?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, Token did find some whiskey in a children's water park.
That's the point.
True.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay.
hey, coming from a parent, parents got to get drunk when their kids are running around, right?
Most theme parks here do sell alcohol as well. They don't sell lighters. Although you do get one in the Fun Urchin main shop. Okay, Flower, I'm going to want you to roll me a D100. And because you're in a water park and you want a flamethrower or a flower,
yes,
it has to be over 70. Yeah, no, you're not going to find a flamethrower, mate.
But you can find it in the game.
Yeah, lighters are a thing in the game.
Oh, no, no. I think the Aunt Fanny's flamethrower should be in the game. You just didn't get it this time. So you can search for it and find it.
Don't do we'll that. We'll run into a boss like 3 hours later and he'll give that thing it.
Good point. Well made.
Oh. None of them fit. I know the bosses you have. None of them should have that. Aesthetically, it's not correct.
Ah, but you don't know what the last boss is, though, do you?
I do know what the last boss is. I
but you don't know what the
anything.
Boss before that one is, technically, do you? Because there's two in the end.
Oh, wait.
Dum, dum, dum.
I have my suspicions, and I think a flamethrower might fit it all too well, actually.
I don't even know what we're doing just now, so don't worry about it.
Oh no.
That's actually going to go to a D20.
Sorry, was that,
everyone
was
being
that,
a buck
was
of
that
lore.
The pen being clicked then?
Yeah. I know what just happened, and I'm mad about it.
Notes being taken.
Oh, I'm taking many, many notes. Every time you say something about like an item or something, it's getting written down. Yes.
I wish I was wrong. Oh, no.
Okay, so yeah, both teams, I want one of you to start off and basically just interact how you're going to do this.
Okay, so we'll go first. Ours is nice and simple. We just got to get the cannonball, Manny. Okay, just get the cannonball pieces.
I thought Manny was going with Token.
Oh, and Claris.
Oh, okay. Right, first thing we need to do is we need to agree on what the teams are.
What was it, Manny?
It's like a badger and skunk might look similar. Racist.
We got that sort of head
How
sword.
Dare you think all mustards look the same? Bastard.
Hey, these quills, they get in my way of my eyes. Sometimes I cannot see you too good.
Yeah, I thought Manny was being the muscle backing up Token.
It's me and you then going to get the cannibals.
Simple, just drag it over here.
Okay, so we're just going to drag him, pick him up.
Yep. Okay. So, as you grab the cannonball and you drag it back into the main area, it's still in two halves. How are you fixing that?
We're waiting on the adhesive from the other team, and then I imagine...
Our job's done. We just got
to
wait.
Figure out how to glue it together.
Okay. Other team who are getting the gumballs, what are you doing? How just you know, have fun with it.
That would be either Token or Flower to talk there.
I'm kind of put on the spot here.
In the candy store.
Oh yeah, Token doesn't know about the gumballs because he wasn't.
I wasn't here last time. So I was like, gumballs, yes.
Flower.
So I go to a gumball
I
machine.
Need you to basically. tell, like,
yeah, you're going to have to describe the candy shop to him and the state that it's in.
Come on, Tugger. So, yeah, we were in a sweet shop before, and we were getting attacked by gumball machines. We managed to destroy them all, and there's be a lot of change on the floor. But we should be able to find at least a couple, because we basically fuck their shit up. Ah, here's the door.
What do you go for?
Ding, ding, ding. Ah, here we go. Ah, should be some over there.
Ah, okay. That's very good describing there, Manny. Do I roll a... do I roll a noggin check? See if I can see any gumbo.
You can do.
Right. Let's do this. I have a D10 plus one. That's a 3. Can I? I'm not able to use my catchphrase again, damn it. Can I re-roll it? Or is that enough? Is a 4 enough?
Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere.
Ah, okay.
Is everything where we left it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, right, I've just got a message off the creator here. So X is always a variable. It can be any number. That's true for all powers and rules. So no, it's not crit. It is any number.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think it was just like, you need to make up the number because you're the GM.
All right, so we'll discuss that later.
Behind the scene.
Cool. So you now have the gumballs to fix the cannonball. And what's happening with going to get the cannon?
Oh, me and the bear are putting the cannon in place.
Are you discussing with him at all?
No, we've already had this conversation.
I can imagine Jacob sort of riding the cannon and directing the bear, shoot that way, he points.
Yeah, you imagine that because I said it.
You said you were riding the bear, not the cannon.
Well, that's same enough. Cool. Okay, so how are you going to launch this cannonball? What's the plan for that?
We haven't found a lighter yet.
I maintain that putting two sharp rocks together to create a spark would probably work.
Right, so but, any suggestions about propulsion here?
Okay.
What kind of things could we find in this water park that we can use to light or pressurize in order to fire this cannonball?
We have a light bulb and a battery.
Manny's gas.
And my indigestion.
Yes. Should have probably fed you something absolutely atrocious for you from the candy shop to heighten that if we really wanted to. Do you think if we feed you different things it can have different chemical effects? I'm quite curious about this, actually.
Well, I'm actually... lactose intolerant.
It become a tear gas. Okay, so that would make it worse. If we feed you something spicy, does it make it tear gas?
We'll be in the end.
I think there are some eggs over there.
God damn, no. Anything but that. Right,
Okay, so how about this? Before we start getting creative, can we quickly just do an instinct or a noggin roll just to see if we can find a lighter nearby? Because, you know, we're in like sort of like a maintenance area, didn't we say? Surely they'll have something.
We're in the area in front of the
aquarium. Yeah, so we're sort of outside in front of an aquarium right now.
Okay, that's still outside where the public is, so we could find something, like in a rubbish bin or something.
We've still got like the juice shop, the candy shop. We've got pretty much free reign at the moment. We don't have to stay where we are.
Sorry, you said there's another shop other than the candy shop?
Yeah, the juice shop as well. Juice shop. Where the bear lives.
Yeah.
Juice shop.
How about we just use the light bulb thing so our DM feels good about himself?
Fine. We shall justify
get this
our, D- our DM. Well, so, I think Tukin's our smart one here, so he should describe it.
I'm feeling a little bit attacked by that.
I hate to say,
I'm not going to
ask, what am I describing?
How are we launching this cannonball?
Ah.
How are you going to ignite the munitions?
Well, normally you would
also wasn't here
normally
for
you would have gunpowder.
We have a skunk.
So hold on. Last session we found the big ass water cannon. We're going to shoot the hamster ball at the dam to blow a hole in it so we can get through the dam, because we've got shit to do on the other side. The explosive that we're using in place of gunpowder is Manimir's absolutely horrendous farts, which are flammable.
Which is why I sent you the message, two words, anal cannon.
Yeah.
No, we're not calling it that, though.
I am.
I'm calling it the butt blaster.
Well, my question what if we have him bottle his farts in a jar? Hear me out. See, we do this in real life with gunpowder cartridges. We don't actually use gunpowder, like actual powder. We use little pellets. And as the bullet, we load the jars of fart in the cannon at the very back. And then as we lower the cannonball down in there, it will roll down and smash that jar of farts. And thus, if we light it at the exact same time, it should light the fumes of the fart that has been smashed open and then propel the cannonball out.
Alright.
That's the best I've got.
Kalaris and Gertrude will hoist up the cannonball and keep it above the lip of the cannon, ready to drop it down when the jar is set.
So, let me get this straight. You're putting a jar in there.
I'm treating it like a gunpowder pellet, which danger. is an actual thing. But no, you would use a primer to ignite those. I'm just kind of trying to think of how we could do this with farts. So I'm thinking gunpowder pellet, which is, you know, it's just condensed. It looks like chicken feed. It's like, but really big. It's condensed, and that's how you do it. So I'm thinking
that's what
bottle
we're doing.
The right. Fart.
I've got
also,
it.
Also, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, I've got it. At the bottom of the cannon, what we're going to do is we're going to have a jar. That jar is going to have inside it the light bulb. It'll be lit up with the battery.
Perfect.
And manual fart in it. And then we'll seal it. Then we'll put that jar into the bottom of the cannon, and what we'll do is we'll roll the ball into the cannon, and as that smashes the jar, it'll smash the light bulb, everything will combine, and it'll blow the cannonball out and into the dam.
We have a winner! Right.
Excellent idea from our two resident smarty pants. Get the jar set up, Gertrude and I will drop the ball, and let's go! Let us pitch up like New Year's.
Hurry up, this thing's heavy!
Okay, is that a good idea, Matt, or is that allowed?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, shall I go and declare to the beavers? Basically,
don't give them warning.
Not a warning. Standard. No, it's more like a.
I think
it's more like a last
Napoleon
chance, a declaration
moment.
Of war.
Yes, it should be his Napoleon moment. Go for it.
Yeah, so I'm going to raise my key like a sword. I'm going to march towards the dam. I'm going to shout on the beavers again. You go, hey, beavers! Beavers!
It's been a while since the water cool at this point.
Beavers!
Beavers!
It's going to be more of a luck thing if they can even hear.
That's it, Sparta!
Beavers! if they can hear you, talkers. You don't quite know where they disappear to, so...
I'm shouting beavers at a dam at the moment. Do a beavers appear?
Roll me a D100. If it's over 50, then yes, you'll have one of them poke its head out.
Beavers! 98.
Okay, well, I'll say you get at least two of them poking their heads out.
Oh, please take the same two from last time.
There's four of them.
Okay. I didn't know there were four of them last time, but fair enough.
Yes, but there was four of them last time.
Yeah, and yeah, like I remember that shit.
Yeah, well, four of them poked their heads up and sit down.
Fuck you one. Listen up, you flat-tailed gimps. I want to speak to the manager.
Already told you, no one sees Otto.
Aye, nobody sees Otto, but this time we'll get the leverage. Either... we go in and see Otto, and you keep your dam the way it is, you're fucking master builders. Or, we tear it apart.
And what exactly are you going to tear it apart with?
And,
is that our key to fire?
I like, I have a wee flag. Just sort of, I raise the flag towards the cannon. And they start to move the cannon to get in position. so it's now aiming at the beavers, and I've got the flag above my head.
Alright, so they're just looking at this thing going, okay, you've got one of the children's, the water cannon things. Big fucking deal. What's that meant to do?
Alright, well, you're going to have to trust me here, because we didn't think to line up a warning shot.
Can't hold this forever.
You know what, I'm starting to realise that we didn't, I'm not actually here with anything concrete, and that I'm going to have to blag it.
Rabbit, if you want them to know what this can do, how about we show them what it can do?
Did someone say fire the cannon?
Look.
Fire the cannon!
I'm going to say, look at them.
Fire the cannon!
Very, very confident that firing this cannon is going to
fire
work.
Fire from the hole!
As Jacob says, firing this cannon,
yeah.
Kolaris is going to drop the ball.
Yeah, he said it.
Okay.
And fire the cannon!
Fire!
So as you drop this metal ball held together with gum into this cannon, it will roll backwards, smash this jar, and a light bulb that's stuffed into the back of it that's not turned on.
No, it turns on because the battery's in there as well.
Oh, you put the puke cell in.
Yeah.
There.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought we had a separate battery, but yeah.
Well. This light bulb is as happy as can be, sitting inside of a tube. It thinks its life is great.
It's a sentient one, it's a bliff.
Exactly, it's a sentient light bulb.
It's been surrounded by many spots in a jar. It got My Little Pony.
Oh.
I'll take the damage, because that was worth it. Committed a war crime untold.
It's just sitting in there, it's kind of humming to itself, and it's satisfied. It thinks it's in a light fixture being beamed out to the world. It
see the light.
Understand why there's a weird jar that's kind of placed in front of it or behind it. All of a sudden it all goes dark at the entrance of this tunnel, and this weird sticky ball just starts rolling towards it. It doesn't quite have any thoughts about what could potentially be going wrong until it's crushed along with its hopes and dreams. With the jar behind it breaking as well, the hot filament ignites the pocket of anal gas, projecting this metal hamster ball towards this dam with a tremendous amount of force that you guys would not have thought would have been possible. Now, is anyone holding onto the cannon?
No.
I'd say that surely everybody is, because you aimed it.
Who
aimed it
when
Jacob gave the signal?
Well, Jacob said we aimed it. Kolaris and Gertrude were holding the cannonball. I think Tukin would be lighting the jar. Maybe Manny was holding onto it.
I thought Manny would be lighting the jar, because he's kind of giving it extra gas.
I thought it was the smart pants boy. Maybe both.
Fair enough.
Anyone was holding onto this cannon.
No one's holding onto the cannon. But who fired it? Who was the one that dropped the ball in?
Me and Solaris.
Yeah, us.
Roll me a scurry check, and you need to beat...
Not the kickback.
No!
You need to beat a 3.
I need to beat a 3. Okay. Scurry is 8. Yeah, 7.
Just about.
6 for me as well.
Yeah, that's fine. As you're kind of standing there, the ball drops in, goes within about an inch away from your nose. It will singe your nose hair with the remainders of Manny's leavings. And this dam just gets a massive fucking hole blown straight through the middle of it. Beavers on top, they're fucking shaking, the whole thing's shaking, there's dust everywhere, and a pitiful little fire alarm starts blazing as much of a warning as it could do. The old fire shutters come down on the old shops, and a sprinkler just turns on, spitting out a pathetic amount of water and it creates absolute pandemonium as all of the aquatic creatures in the area start beelining for the remaining water that's just dribbling out of this thing.
You are warned, you pretentious wood munchers.
And all you can hear is, what the fuck have you done, you stupid, crazy bastards?
All I wanted was to talk to the fucking manager.
You stupid cunt.
The greatest Karen of all, Jacob.
Matt keeps on putting me up against fucking middle management here. It's not...
You keep asking for managers at every place we talk to people.
I didn't have to be talking to the fucking checkout boy bee. It could have been Queen Bee.
Made you talk to the manager
you
from the
suggested
start.
It was a checkout bee. I just said it was a bee. That's your own damn fault.
Damn fault.
sick, dude, yeah. sick. High five, yeah, man, sick.
And this is where we will have to call this episode to a somewhat of a shorter close. And, yeah, for now, thank you very much for listening, if you're still listening at all. If you are at all, don't forget we have a giveaway. And let us know what you think. It would be very nice to hear what people's comments are on this season so far. Again, description has all the links to where you can find us. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.